That doggone plane. It seemed like the sound off.
Where was that?
That was at the, you know where you go and catch that at the, what you call it? It was actually in Houston, Texas. She was going back to California, she said.
Uh-huh.
She said, airport, at the airport.
Uh-huh.
She went to the airport and that thing come flying there. So no, I ain't getting that thing. I ain't studying that. That's like the tickle out of there. She got on and went on back to California. I come on down, come on home. Boy, I ain't going to get no plan. But she said she was going to pay my fare. I said, no, ain't nobody going to pay. I'm going to have to pass a guard. I'm going to have a guard. I'm going to have a guard. I ain't doing that plane. Uh-uh. I hear so much about the big crashes and everything. It's killing folks, hurting people. I said, ain't gonna hurt you. I ain't gonna get it enough.
What are the different airports that there are in Houston?
I don't know. I didn't do that. I could have been one since I've been in the world. I don't know they call it the airport. That's all I know. If it got up there outside the airport.
Uh-huh.
That's all what I've seen up there. Maybe something else, but that's all what I saw.
What do you have to take you to the airport and back?
She was in the car.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see those, not taxis and not buses, but something that holds about 9 or 10 people that'll go just back and forth from the airport? Do you know what that's called?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of a limousine or something like that?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen one. I've heard of it, but I've never seen one.
What do they call different, you know, the real luxury cars, like a Cadillac or a Lincoln Continental or something? Have you ever heard any slang names people give those kind of cars?
Mm-mm, sure ain't.
What, your son mentioned yesterday, mentioned the sheen.
The what?
The word sheen for a car. Did you ever hear that?
Sure ain't.
What about a slang name for, like, did you ever hear something like deuce and a quarter or hog or something like that, a slang name for a car?
Mm-mm.
And what do people make out of sugar cane?
Nothing. It's just easy. That's all, ain't it?
What's that real sticky stuff that you can put over pancakes in the morning? Real
syrup.
Is there anything else kind of like syrup? Or another name for syrup?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of molasses?
Yeah, they call it molasses and syrup. That's the same thing.
There's no difference between?
No, ain't no difference.
Which did you call it?
I call it syrup. That's what I call it all the time.
Do you ever hear it called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Long sweetening and short sweetening.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, I never heard of that either.
You know when you, did you ever used to chew on sugar cane when you were little?
Yeah, sure did. I don't care about it though now. You be crazy about that sugar cane. I don't care about it no more. I used to go buy it, but I ain't gonna buy it no now.
You know, when you chew on the cane, when you got all the juice out of it,
mm-hmm.
The part that you spit out, what was that called? You know what I mean? What was left over from the cane, you didn't swallow it.
I know, you couldn't swallow that stuff. You chew, you was there.
What would you call that stuff?
I don't know, I just called the sugar cane and spit it out.
Something that flour would come in. If you buy some flour at the store, what would it come in?
All that would come in bags.
What was the bag made out of?
Paper. It's all mine. It's paper.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you ever see them made out of cloth?
No, I ain't never seen them made out of cloth.
And something a whole lot bigger than a bag. It's made out of wood. It's a big thing. Sometimes I bet if you went to these stores when you were real small, they'd have pickles that would be sold out of them.
Yeah.
What was that? That big
pickle in a jar. That's all I was getting in a jar.
What did beer used to come in?
Some things called keg a long time ago. Because Mama used to buy it.